Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Thank you. It's such a great honor for us to come into your presence. You have the words of life, and your people have gathered unto you this morning. We pray, Lord, that they will not be disappointed. We pray that they will be fed. We pray that they will be enlightened. We pray that they will be encouraged. We pray that they will be corrected. We pray that they will be empowered. We pray that they will be transformed. We pray that they will be set in the track that you have designed for them. And as you do this, Lord, we vow to give you all the glory and all the praise. Let your word be a blessing unto us, because we have asked in the name of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Genesis 37:1-4. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of
Canaan.
These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives.
Na Joseph, oshe enyai wabra oni ni papa ni numo emasu eshe.
And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report.
Na Joseph odenyoma boni anu amu yahun sembetre neja.
Now Israel, or Jacob, loved Joseph more than any of his sons, because he was a son of his old age.
Na Jacob odonibano.
And he made him a coat or a robe of many colors.
May
the Lord add his blessing to the explanation of his word. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. This morning I'm speaking to you, I'm entitled Colors of Love. Colors of Love. Verse 4 says that Jacob loved Joseph, and he made him a coat of many colors. So the colors that Joseph was wearing was a reflection of the love that Jacob had for him. Let's talk about the next kind of love. Black love. This love means different things to different people. To the person who is not married, black love is talking about lust. And it is dishonorable to Christ, dishonorable to your own body as well. If somebody comes to tell you, "I love you," ask the person, "What type of love are you coming to me with? Is it black love? Is it lust, or is it proper love?" If he tells you, what difference does it make? Tell him it makes a lot of difference. You see, in many things, if you don't know there are varieties, you think everything is the same. When you take an animal like the zebra, those of us who don't have a trained eye, we may think all the zebras are the same. But those who have studied zebras, they will tell you that there is a difference between this zebra and that zebra and that zebra and that zebra. They all look black and white, but they have shades of differences.
Zebra black. zebra black and white, zebra ash and black. Obekika ni nyina de atro.
So somebody tells you I love you, find out what kind of love he's coming to you with. Some are also married, they have their own wives and their own husbands, but they go out of the marriage to express love. That also is black love. Are you here with me? Bible says marriage is honorable in all things, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge, because it is a defiling love. Are you here with me? So be careful of black love. Let's talk about brown love. It is love that has been attacked by the harsh circumstances of life. Maybe they started with a love that was fresh, but after a while it begins to change color. Let me give you a Bible for what I'm saying. Where can I go? Songs of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 3. This is a somebody who was in love talking.
Now where you be, no adoption the man walk as.
He said, as the apple tree among the trees of the wood.
Well, see, say apple here, and what apple here when you any na emu no.
So is my beloved among the sons.
Well, see, something I meet them, why I struggle with a man many na.
So this lady saw her beloved as an apple tree.
Na saw a boy who no need don't miss a apple here.
He said, I sat under his shadow with great delight. And his fruit was sweet to my taste. When you take an apple fruit from an apple tree, and you bite into it, you, if you like, leave it for a while. Initially, when you bite into it, it looks fresh, it looks white. After a while, if you don't keep biting, you see that the environment will begin to react to the surface of the apple that has been bitten. It will turn into brown. And deep brown. At that stage, you still may be able to eat it, but it's not as fresh as it used to be initially. So when somebody shows you real good Christian love, don't allow the apple to turn brown in his hand. Are you listening to me? A good man comes your way, says, I would like to marry you. He is serious. He has cut a portion of his fruit for your consumption. The woman said, I sit under the shadow of his whatever with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to me.
Now
As I close, I will share with you another type of love which sometimes makes people to allow this nice fresh apple that has been sliced for your consumption to turn brown until it's no more appealing.
Now, make sure.
And the guy says, I take my apple back. And you say, I will eat it all this. He says, no, I want my apple back. You have allowed it to turn brown, and brown is not attractive. So don't waste too much time in responding to a genuine person who loves you.
And it is sister, yes, a brown person who keep you.
Don't be hard-hearted. But have understanding and discern the lesson that God is bringing your way. The next type of love I want to share with you. It's yellow love. This love borders on cowardice or fear. You love somebody but you cannot tell her.
Oh, what do I be answering to me?
You are afraid that she will say no. You haven't tried it, but you are afraid. It is love, but it is love that borders on cowardice. And you are amazed that other people can go around this lady and be so nice to her, and you can only dream about it. And you begin to have heart palpitations when you see other suitors around this lady. No. And you catch them in your mind. And still you will not go out because you are afraid that she will say no. It's a yellow laugh.
Psalm 68 verse 13.
Let's hurry up now. I've given you 7 already. I'm just touching the highlights, the high points, and then we'll quit. Will you take your rest among the flocks? I'm reading from Bible in basic English. Will you take your rest among the flocks? Like the wings of a dove covered with silver and its feathers with yellow gold. In other words, will you be a dove among cattle, among sheep, among goats? How stable can you be when you are a dove among goats and cattle and sheep? All of us know that the dove is a very easily frightened bird. The presence of other people intimidates the dove and it feels like flying away. A small gesture of trying to hit the dove will make it fly away because they are very sensitive and they are by nature quite timid.
And
this is a dove whose wings are like silver and then like gold, indicating yellow. You see, the Bible says yellow gold. Now, it is trying to teach us that will you be a bird that is easily pushed away in the midst of flocks? You need to develop the ability to fight back. In other words, there will be times the person you love, you have so many people around the person. The presence of the people and their moves can easily make you fly away. When you see that thing, you must know that your love is yellowish.
Now I say, abobubro bi oha, enuno eye yellow ni na silver wona tabanum. Na bwana ya abo bibi ka kre bi na watu di kwanti wa ka kwosimu se. Uyo bia, mefa ni se wo huka fa na se nipa o ne wo ebe bobra no. Oyobia nipa dom bi won ho ana won hwe ni ya. Wo nipa dom na won ho ni se de omo ne neti na. Wen tumi enjira won an so obetu akoti se bubu. Amade e wo se ye wo dia no efi won
sa. Sometimes people are very good marriages.
Ebinu wo ho munya wa pa.
And then the presence of another person just as a friend, you know, just destabilizes the marriage. And the man says, you don't love me, you are having issues with this guy. And the lady says that you are having issues with this lady. They are like a dove among flocks with a yellow golden wing. Easily agitated, easily pushed out of his space by the the gesture of the presence of others and their moves. But I've come to tell you that build security in your life and build security in your marriage and deal with the issues of your background because it may not be as it appears. Don't run out of a good relationship because you feel others are competing with you.
Merci. Now see a boy. Obama won your kubi Obama Najian sir. Why the Hano? Obama Nisu won your kubia. Obama Jian sir or ya the Hano. And it was set down on whom here, and it was strong, or say, so be me back with the Anania for 2 power to call. And what's a banner, sir? Dinner when I saw some was running out to me, Brahma, a sea, our warrior, may I say? Be big to be a warrior or sank, and they be a bear house to who Jania Cordinal, gentlemen, Tunco General.
You see, yellow love can also happen in a marriage.
Now, yellow, no, so.
Even after you have married, the Bible says we love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. When somebody shows you love,
so
it encourages you to love the person back. That's what this verse is teaching us. So when your husband wants to love you,
and it is a way you group as a dog
in a certain way.
Our point is,
and you push him back.
Now, what's the call baby?
And again, you push him back.
Now, baby, what's the call baby?
And again, you push him back.
Now, what's the fuck of one?
He may develop yellow love within a healthy marriage.
And your baby, what da, and yellow, I was sir, a warrior. If it's a good deal,
he may become afraid.
Baby, baby, a best room.
I've talked to married people before.
And
they have said to me,
I'm
even afraid to go close to my wife. Yellow love is being
exhibited.
But the Bible says that there is no fear in love. When love is perfect, it casts away the fear.
Number
8. Colorblind love. When I went to Legon, I did a course, genetics. We had a professor, Professor Lin, who was teaching us genetics.
Professor Lin,
on the first day or the early lectures, we did, we took an experiment. We're given a pattern. And we're asked to observe what pattern it was, but it was made up of colors. And within that drawing was a certain pattern. And we're all supposed to look at it and write what you saw. You know, that's what that was the experiment. It was onion. I could not see it. And there were two or three who were in the very few minority. We couldn't see the pattern. So I went to the professor. I said, what is the problem? He said, you are colorblind in this thing.
And
he said, but it's not a problem. So sometimes when somebody loves you with real love, you are colorblind. You can't see that this is love. Are you listening to me? Are you listening well? When somebody comes your way,
so
pray that God will open your eye to see. And may you not be colorblind to the person that you must really love. Jesus loves Zacchaeus.
Yes, no, the Zacchaeus.
I'm sorry, Lazarus.
Lazarus.
But when he died, Christ didn't go. When he was told that he was sick, he didn't go. The question is, could this be love? Could this be love? When he died, he went. And then he cried. And the Jews said, see how much he loved him. So Mary and Martha probably said, could this be love? The Jews said, see how much he loved him. But it was love. I said it was love. May your eyes be able to see when there is a lovely person who has come your way. That's why sometimes we tell people, look at this sister, look at this one, because some people are colorblind. They cannot see the love.
Now
they cannot see it.
When you mean what do not done the bad deal when you know who the boy ha. Yeah, yes, you can you use a well or do pan equal as a sister. Sai she has a wish of bray. Bray has a wish of sister. And so be a wish.
Now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Right, now I want to talk about Family Matters. It's a book I wrote for the entire family. In chapter 1, I talk about what is happening in your marriage. In this chapter, I discuss with readers 7 or 8 stages that marriages are bound to go through. The first stage that a marriage goes through is a stage of delight. This is a stage where everything is blissful and everything is working perfectly. Then you move to discovery, where you begin to find things about your partner that you like and things about your partner that you do not like and did not suspect was there. This can lead to the third stage, that disappointment. And if you do not handle your disappointments well, then you will slip into depression. Depression can lead you into dissociation. Dissociation can lead to the dissolution of your marriage. But if you are able to get over all these hurdles, then your marriage will develop and become the marriage that God has planned for it to be. So this book will help you as we look at chapter 2 on the subject of why people marry and it takes a while for them to have their children. Why babies tarry. Now, I do not share this chapter on the basis of medical knowledge because I'm not a doctor, but I just had the opportunity of looking through the scriptures and I found several reasons why some people have their children late. In chapter 2 of Children of Purpose, in this chapter I talk about various types of children. I think there are about 7 or 8 types of children. You need to know them and you need to know how to relate with each of them. Then chapter 4, I focus on the youth, 5 insights for the youth. Chapter 5, I talk about 5 things or 5 mistakes that men make in their marriage. And one of the mistakes men make in their marriage is that they focus on the big things to the detriment of the small things. Solomon, a wise man who had 1,000 women at his disposal, said, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." So when you get a copy of this book, you will be able to go through the various 5 common mistakes that men make and then avoid them for a stable marriage. I conclude this book by looking at 5 mistakes women make. One of the key mistakes women make in their marriage is dishonoring the man in their life. Nagging, pushing, dominating. Number 3, allowing insecurity to color their lives so that everything a man does is perceived in a manner that is not harmonious. Take a look at some of these mistakes and your marriage will be enhanced greatly.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempetero Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.